Have you ever heard about the plant called sundew?
你哋有冇聽過一個嘅植物叫做無苔無煎苔
？Like the lovely name, it blossoms red and pink.
就好似佢個名咁樣咧，佢嗰個花咧係有紅色同埋粉紅色嘅。
Its stalk is slender and its leaves are small and almost round.
佢嗰個莖咧係好幼細好長，但係佢個葉咧就通常都係圓形嘅。
Each leaf glistens in the sunlight.
而每一塊葉咧，就好多時喺太陽之下咧，係會好閃靈嘅。
The leaves are fringed with the tiny hairs, and catch hair is tipped with a drop of fluid as delicate as dew.
嗰啲葉嘅邊咧，好多時都係有啲好幼細嘅毛，而每一條毛嘅最尾嗰度咧，都好似有一粒露水咁樣一粒嘅液體嘅。
Colorful and bright in the sunshine.The plant is worthy of its name, an inviting name, sundew.
咁係一個嘅植物咧，喺太陽之下咧係好多色彩同埋好光亮嘅。咁佢嗰個名咧就好似佢個英文名咁樣，叫做太陽嘅露水。
The blossoms are sweet and safe enough, but any insect that seeks their nectar risks its life.
佢嗰一個花咧係好甜嘅，咁所以好多嘅昆蟲咧，如果佢係想採依個嘅花蜜嘅時候咧，就會好危險嘅。
In fact, those glistening hairs on every leaf are sticky tentacles.
因為咧，佢每一個嘅嗰啲毛咧，實在就係一啲嘅黐住嘅有黏性嘅一啲嘅觸角毛嚟嘅。
That will catch and hold and finally devour any insect that center in their sweetness.
所以有啲咩昆蟲咧想去？採嗰啲嘅花蜜嘅時候咧，都會被嗰啲觸角嘅毛咧困住，同埋最後會食咗佢嘅。
The sundew is carnivorous。
咁一個嘅植物咧，一個花咧，係嗰啲食蟲嘅一啲花嚟嘅。
Not even the quick and the strong escape its clutches。
就算嗰啲好快嘅同埋好強壯嘅昆蟲咧，都唔難逃一命。
Yeah，
一個就係嗰個嘅嗰個嘅影像。應該係喐嘅。OK， 睇到啦，就係嗰個昆蟲。那個昆蟲。
Sin is like that.
就係罪惡都好似咁樣嘅。
Attractive but deadly.
都係好似好有吸引，但係都係致命嘅。
This sin is like that, inviting but ultimately destructive.
欺騙亦都係一樣，好似好有引誘性嘅，但係最後亦都係破壞嘅。
Adultery is like that. No one expects to hurt or to be hurt, then trust dried out and the family is degraded.
通奸亦都係咁樣，喺當中冇人去諗住去傷害對方或者係被傷害，但係因為一個嘅行為嘅時候，個信任就會慢慢減低，而個家庭就因為咁樣而去破裂嘅。
The story of David's sin with Bathsheba, the lesson for today is a story of the ways of sin。
好似今日嘅一個嘅聖經嘅故事入邊講到大衛同埋拔士巴，亦都係講到罪嘅問題。
Many of the sin's consequences are not intended. They are seldom foreseen.
好多時罪嗰個後果咧，都唔係你期待中嘅，亦都唔係你預先可以睇到嘅。
But they are real and tenacious and very destructive.
但係個後果咧就係真實嘅，亦都好似黐住唔甩嘅，亦都係可以係好破壞性嘅。
King David's scandalous story begins from 2 Samuel chapter 11.
就是一個大衛王的一個的故事呢，是從撒母耳記下第十一章的時候已經開始了。
In the spring of the year, the time when kings go out to battle, But King David remained at Jerusalem.
就喺一個一年嘅春天嘅時候咧，所有其餘嘅王都出戰嘅時候，但係大衛仍然係住喺耶路撒冷。
It is strange that David, the warrior, didn't go for the fight.
就大衛係一個嘅精兵嚟嘅，但佢好奇怪就點解佢冇去出戰咧？
He tells complacency and excuse often precede sins.
就好似話俾我哋聽，好多時喺罪嘅前面之前咧，就係你覺得好自滿自足咯嘅時候，就係罪嘅前奏嚟嘅。
It happened late one afternoon when David was walking about on the roof, he saw a woman bathing.
咁就係講到有一日咧，喺太陽平西嘅時候咧，大衛喺牀上起嚟。在王宮的平台那裡遊行，看見一個婦人在沐浴。
But the woman looks beautiful.
一個婦人的容貌甚美。
So David sent the servant to inquire about the woman.
所以大衛就派人去打聽這個婦人是誰。
It was reported this is Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah the Hittite.
咁個報告翻嚟咧就係話依個婦人就係客人嗰個嘅烏利亞的妻子拔士巴。
David sent messengers to get her, and she came to him, and he lay with her. Then she returned to her house.
咁啊，大衛咧就差人去將呢個婦人接嚟。嗰時候，佢就嚟咗啦。咁大衛就與佢同房，佢就翻咗屋企。
When the woman reported, "I am pregnant," David's world seems to shatter.
當呢個婦人話俾佢聽，我懷孕了。大衛的世界就好似喺嗰時刻粉碎了。
He probably pondered how to salvage the situation and hatched a strategy to extricate him.
咁佢喺嗰時候咧，佢可能就喺度諗緊一個補救嘅方法，點樣有一個嘅計劃咧，可以將自己能夠係唔好牽入喺個漩渦當中。
By duping poor and dumb Uriah.
而將呢個責任咧就推咗喺一個。可憐的烏利亞身上。
David sent words to Joab, one of his generals, "Send me Uriah the Hittite."
咁啊，大衛咧就差佢一個嘅將軍約甲去到叫烏利亞翻嚟。
I will make sure that he goes to his wife, and when the baby is born, he will think it is his. He said himself.
咁佢諗咧就係話，如果烏利亞翻到嚟同佢嘅妻子。同枕嘅時候，咁佢到時就會以為依個孩子係佢自己嘅。
But Uriah, a disciplined and loyal soldier, after reporting to his king, would not go down to his own house.
但係烏利亞咧，作為一個好有紀律嘅，有一個好忠心嘅皇帝嘅士兵咧，佢翻嚟嘅時候就冇去到佢嘅妻子嗰度同佢同枕。
I won't sleep in my own bed, not when my comrades and When the ark of Israel are all out in open field in combat.
佢就話就我唔會翻去同我嘅妻子同枕嘅，因為我嘅同僚、其餘嘅以色列嘅士兵同埋個約櫃，仍然都係喺一個嘅田間嗰度，喺個住喺棚入邊。
David thought, "Well, that didn't work. I'll get him drunk."
咁啊，大衛王咧就話：嚇，依一個方法唔掂，我就不如灌醉佢啦。
But even this drunken soldier would not return to his own bed to sleep with his beautiful wife.
但就算一個已經醉咗嘅士兵咧，佢仍然都唔翻去同佢一個好漂亮嘅妻子同枕。
Now finally, David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it by the hands of Uriah.
咁最後咧，大衛就寫咗封信俾約甲，就由烏利亞自己親自帶去嘅。
Set Uriah in forefront of the hardest fighting and drove back from him so that he may be struck down and die.
咁喺嗰封信嗰度咧，就叫約甲咧，就係派烏利亞前進，去到一個陣營最危險嘅地方，然後你哋咧就後退，好叫烏利亞會被殺死。
The final solution was arranged. David wanted him dead.
咁實在一個嘅佢個解決方法，最後咧就係要烏利亞死。
When the wife of Uriah heard that her husband was dead, she made lamentation for him.
咁烏利亞嘅妻子聽見烏利亞丈夫死咗嘅時候咧，佢就哀哭啦。
When the mourning was over, David brought her his house, and she became his wife and bore him a son.
咁喺哀哭嘅日子過咗嘅時候咧，大衛就差人將 拔士巴接到嚟宫嗰度，就成为大卫嘅妻，俾给大卫生咗一个嘅儿子。
End of story。
呢个系咪个故事嘅完结呢？
Some of you may be troubled that David is not as great king as we're led to believe。
可能我哋有时会觉得，点解大卫唔系我哋平时所听到嗰个咁好嘅一个嘅皇帝呢？
Because we know the story of little David stood up to great big Goliath。
因为我哋都听过年幼嘅大卫，佢系企喺哥利亚面前好勇敢嘅。
But you know, as usually was the case, people in power and wealth often does not play by the rules.
但好多时我哋都知道啦，就系好通常嘅咧，就系话当一个人有权、有势、有钱嘅时候咧，佢都唔会按住嗰个嘅规律嚟走嘅。
We often hear that the politicians must do what needs to be done in order to maintain stability and power and wealth.
我哋都知道好多嘅政治家咧，佢为咗要巩固佢自己个稳定，佢个嘅权力同埋个钱财咧，佢哋都会做尽好多佢哋要做嘅嘢噶。
We often talk politics are not for weak stomachs.
我哋好多时都话啦，呢啲咁嘅政界嘅人咧，佢个肚唔会饿噶。
Well, we know that.
我哋都知啊。
Probably many people want this story ends like that.
好多时我哋都想个故仔就系咁样停咗喺度啦。
Unnoticed.
就係冇人去理佢嘅。
David thought he will do it。
佢以大衛都以為可以係咁樣。
The life should go on, he might think。
個生活會繼續落去。
Then might have been the end of the story。
咁可能佢就諗呢個就可能個結尾啦。
It might be considered okay for many。
但好多人可能都覺得都可以嘅咁樣嘅生活。
But not for God and God's prophets。
但对神来讲，对神的先知来讲，就不是这样一回事了。
Time comes for God's intervention.
就是上帝介入的时间到了。
Problem is that God's intervention often seems to be very severe and hurting even to God's people.
但很多时候我们会觉得上帝的介入好像很严厉，还是会很伤痛的，甚至是对于上帝 的人民来讲。
The things David had done displeased the Lord, and the Lord sent Nathan to David.
因为大卫所做的事情令到上帝甚不喜悦，所以上帝就派了拿单先知去。
In today's scripture, Nathan tells him the parable about the rich man and the poor man.
在今天的经文那里就讲到，拿单是讲到一个的比喻，是讲到关于一个的有钱人和一个穷人的比喻。
When a traveler came to visit the rich man, the host did not want to slaughter one of his own flock, so he prepared the poor man's lamb for the guest.
就讲到那个有钱人家的人呢，有一个客人来到的时候，他不舍得将自己的牛群羊群当中拿一只来去预备给客人吃，给客人吃，所以呢他就将穷人那只羊拿了出来预备给客人。
Then David's anger, like ours,was greatly kindled against the rich.
咁當然咧，大衛對嗰個嘅有錢人都好嬲嘅，就好似我哋一樣，都覺得佢好唔啱嘅。
He said, "Nathan, as the Lord lives, no man who has done this deserves to die."
咁佢就對阿約拿單講啦，佢話：我指住永生耶和華起誓啊，行這樣事嘅人應該死。
That is when the prophet Nathan looked him square in the eyes and said, "You are the man."
但是当拿单望住大卫，话俾佢听，你就系嗰个人啦。
It's you, David. You have done this selfish and ruthless thing.
就系你啊，大卫啊，你就做咗一个咁自私同埋咁无情嘅一件事。
Nathan entraps the king by the parable.
大卫咧就被一个嘅预言或者一个嘅比喻咧，自投罗网。
Out of nowhere, with no warning.God's prophet intrudes into the midst of sin.
就喺一个嘅佢冇预备嘅时刻，上帝嘅先知拿单就介入咗喺佢个罪嘅行为当中。
Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel.
就系讲到话喺以色列嘅王。
I anointed you king of Israel, and I rescued you from the hands of Saul. I gave you your master's house and your master's wives into your bosom.And gave you the house of Israel and Judah.
就去拿单就讲到啦，以色列 耶和华以色列的神是这样说，我高你做以色列王，救你脱离扫罗的手，我将你主人的家业赐给你，将你主人的妻都交在你的怀里面。
If that has been too little, I would have added as much more.
又将犹太的家赐给你，如果你仍然都不够，我会加倍的赐给你。
Why have you despised the words of the Lord to do what is evil in his sight?
你为什么要藐视耶和华的命令，行去眼中看为恶的事呢？
You have struck down the Uriah the Hittite with the sword, then have taken his wife to be a wife.
你借亚门人的刀杀害了客人的乌利亚，又娶了他的妻为妻。
Now therefore the sword shall never depart from your house, for you have despised me, and have taken the wife Uriah to be your wife.
你既然藐视了我，又娶了他为你的妻，你所以呢，刀剑必定不会离开你的家。
Thus says the Lord, I will raise up trouble against you from within your own house.
耶和华亦都如此说，我必从你的家中兴起祸患攻击你。
Gifts is the main topic laid on the table when it is God's turn to talk.
当是上帝的时候来去讲说话的时候呢，实个礼物，上帝所赐的一切，就是在这个谈话当中的一个重点来的。
The speech is rehearsal of past graciousness.
就是上帝所讲的说话，就是讲到过去的一切的恩典。
All that David has, his kingdom, his domestic bliss, and all have come as gift.
就是大卫所有的拥有的一切，他的国，他的家庭所有的一切的东西，都是上帝给他的礼物来的。
What David thought of as his autonomous achievements are, in fact, God's gift.
当大卫以为他这些是他自己的能力自治所成就回来的东西，但事实上都是上帝的礼物。
God asserts, I anointed you, I rescued you, and I gave you. Furthermore, I would have added as much more.
就是上帝很直接的指出，就是我高你，我拯救你，我亦都俾你。如果你觉得唔够嘅时候，我会加倍嘅俾你。
This story reminds us that we all are also subject to the righteousness of God.
就喺呢个嘅故事当中，亦都提醒就系我哋每一个人都喺上帝嘅义嘅当中嘅。
There will be no exception.
系冇例外嘅。
You cannot sort out some things as your own personal matters.
你唔可以话我呢啲系属于我个人嘅嘢啦，真。
Sin is all together, one piece all together, whatever the gift from God is abused.
就是当上帝给我们的礼物是被我们去误用，这样的乱用的时候呢，就成为罪了。
However, the story is not over yet.
但在这里的时候，那个故事还没完呢。
Having been caught red-handed, trapped, people might think this is the end of the David.
但当大卫是被这样是直接的去指出他的错的时候，我们觉得大卫的一生就毁于在以后了。
When David finally says, I have sinned, the truth arises out of the clash of stories.
但当大卫能够好承认他说我有罪的时候，就在这个时刻就有一个的有一个的改变。
But here we should note two things very important.
但在这里我们要知道有两件事是很重要的。
One is the David's sweet, outright confession, I have sinned.
第一个呢，就是大卫那个很直接的、很快的那个的承认自己的罪。
The other is the prophet's swift and outright pronouncement, now the Lord has put away your sin.
但另外一个呢，我们就看到又是上帝一个很快、很直接的一个的宣告，就是说你的罪是被赦了。
As soon as David recognizes sin,God's forgiveness is granted to him.
当大卫去承认他的罪的时候，上帝的救赎亦都即刻临到他身上。
You may say this is the greatness of David.
咁我哋可以讲话呢个就是大卫嗰个伟大啦。
He is able to submit to admit the truth of God's account of things immediately.
咁佢能够即刻嘅去信服，佢能够即刻嘅系承认系一个讲到一啲真实嘅说话。
Yet there is God's greatness too.
但同时我们也都看到上帝那个的伟大。
God forgives and saves the sinners who confess.
就是上帝他是 對那些能夠承認自己罪的罪人來說，是立刻有一個的饒恕和拯救的。
Our side's story is about autonomy, freedom, and fulfillment of desire.
從我們的角度，我們講我們的故事的時候，都是講到關於我們的自治啦、自主啦、我們的自由啦，我們怎樣的去完成我們那個的期望。
In the other hand, God's side's story is about gift, covenant, and responsibility.
但另外一方面，上帝的故事，上帝角度去看的時候，他就着重在他的礼物、他的恩典、他的立约和他的责任。
We should give thanks to God for His grace.
我们当然是要多谢上帝给我们的恩典。
David was able to name his sin and rightly discern what's going on in his life.
大卫他是可以指出他自己的罪，和他分辨到在他生活上所发生的事情。
David courageously submitted to God.It's a truthful account of the way things that should stand before God.
大衛是很勇敢的，去再一次的是順服在上帝那個的那當中，而他能夠是講出那個真實事實的事情。
Even though there is still a high price to pay, consequences David and his family shall pay, yet the good news is the story of the graciousness of God, who is willing to intrude, to assert, and ultimately to forgive,continues.
但當然呢，大衛他要付上一個很大的代價，甚至他的家庭都要付上一個很大的後果。但個好消息呢，就是講到在上帝的恩典，亦都是很隨時的，即刻的去介入，亦都是最後是有一個的饒恕，繼續的饒恕。
Just as it has been for each of us.
就同樣的，對我們每一個人都是一樣。
Yes, the story is very relevant to us, even though we are not in politics.
是的，所以這個故事對我們來說都是很適合、很合切的，雖然我們不是在一些政界裡面。
Because we are gifted with many things.
因為我們都是有上帝給我們很多不同的恩典、很多的恩賜、禮物。
Though we don't write psalms and do not commit the same sin,But like David, we are also given talents and gifts.
所以我們不是好像大衛那樣寫詩，或者有犯了同一樣的罪，但上帝也給了很多的那個恩賜給我們，很多的禮物給我們。
I mean, that's why we are here even in this moment.
所以呢，就算在我們現在這一刻的時候，
The Satan is still attempting to seduce you into the notion that you are here because you deserve it.
一個的撒旦很多時候都嘗試去引誘我們的思想，就是說我們今天能夠在這裡都是我們值得的，是我們應得的。
Because your autonomous possession of the intelligence or nerve that you stand alone, that you write your own story without any outside help.
就是因為你能夠擁有這個聰明智慧嘛，所以你今天可以自己在這裡靠你自己可以做到一切，我都不需要靠人的。
Yes, like David, we all are also susceptible to great sin.
實在我們都好像大衛一樣，我們一樣的是很容易會犯一些罪的。
But in the other hand, the good news is that you, like David, when exposed to God's story, we are subject to great forgiveness if you repent and recognize your deficits.
但同樣，我們也好像大衛一樣，當我們去到神的面前，如果我們願意去承認自己的罪的時候，上帝那個饒恕一樣的是會臨到我們的身上的。
I believe the two words that best describes the message of the church or Christian faith are sin and grace.
我相信有兩個字是最好的來去形容教會或者我們基督徒信仰的信息的，就是罪和恩典。
Sin is that which is wrong with us, and grace is that which God has taught us about it.
罪就是讲到我们一些犯错的事，而恩典就是讲到上帝怎样去处理这些事情。
Sin is that which makes us like King David and everyone else, even the great ones among us.
罪就会令到我们好像大卫王一样，甚至那些好像一些伟人一样。
Grace is the great divine love of God, which sent Jesus Christ into human family.
而恩典就是讲到上帝那个 即係嗰個嘅無條件嘅愛咧，係能夠臨到每一個嘅家庭。
Sin is that which ruins our lives。
就係罪咧，係會破壞我哋嘅生活。
Grace the power of God that help us live through the consequences of our sin。
而恩典咧，就係上帝嘅能力，係幫我哋係，就算喺呢個罪嘅後果當中，我哋都係能夠點樣去度過。
Sin makes us out of our own feeling of guilt, pointing fingers at each other。
罪咧係會令到我哋係令到我哋成日會覺得好內疚啦，同埋我哋嘅手會指向人哋。
Grace is let us point all our sins to Jesus when He hangs upon the cross。
但恩典咧就叫我哋將我哋嘅罪係放喺或者指向係釘喺十字架上嘅耶穌。
God will do it for us。
上帝會為我哋去承擔。
Broken into many pieces as we might be from our falls into sin。
當我哋係犯罪嘅時候，可能我哋係支離破碎嘅。
God picks us up and pieces us together in the form and binding love of His Son Jesus Christ, our Lord, and brings us up again。
而上帝佢就藉住耶穌基督嘅愛，係將我哋呢啲支離破碎嘅一塊塊嘅呢啲破碎嘅嘢咧，係能夠黐翻埋完整翻嘅，係甚至係叫我哋係重新再嚟過嘅。
In that sense, the challenge given to us is that how do we break the cycle of sin?
但係呢方面，我哋亦都係要諗到就係個對我哋嘅挑戰，亦都係就係話我哋點去打破呢個罪嘅循環呢？
Learned from today's scripture，
係我哋從今日嘅呢一個經課嗰度嚟去學習。
The firstly, we must confess insulting God's holiness and hurting God, others, and ourselves in the process。
第一，我哋要一定要去承認嘅就係話，好多時我哋都係羞辱咗上帝嗰個嘅聖潔，同埋我哋係傷害咗上帝，甚至喺呢個過程當中，我哋傷害自己、其餘嘅人。
Secondly, we must repent and do the right thing。
第二樣咧，就係我哋一定要去求饒恕、去悔改，亦都係跟住係做翻啱嘅事。
Confession is kind of truth-telling. Stop excuses.And stop trying to justify yourself no more.
承認罪咧，就係我哋講翻一啲真實嘅説話，停止有任何嘅藉口，甚至係去時時嘅去辯護自己。
It is naked acknowledgement of how we have insulted God's holiness by our behavior and hurt God and others and ourselves along the way.
而亦都係一個好坦白嘅去承認，去知道就係話我哋喺曾經係羞辱過神嗰個嘅聖潔，亦都係藉住我哋嘅行為，我哋係傷害咗上帝，傷害咗他人，甚至係傷害咗我哋自己。
For example, when you cheat anything for your advantage，
就好似例如咧，就係話當我哋係欺騙咗一啲嘅嘢，為咗自己嘅利益啦。
In fact, you break a few God's commandments。And delude yourself about who you really are。
就喺咁嘅情況之下，我哋實在就已經係冇守到好多嘅上帝嘅戒命嘅，亦都喺呢個時間我哋欺騙咗自己嘅。
But eventually you just did violate God's holiness。
而最後我哋就係破壞咗、損害咗上帝嗰個聖潔。
And hurt God who expects you to be always fair, righteous, and compassionate。
而係我哋亦都係傷害咗，令到上帝係憂傷嘅，因為上帝係希望我哋係能夠有公義、有憐憫嘅。
The problem is that often times we find ourselves helpless in this matter。
而好多時咧，我哋都覺得喺呢啲嘅事情上，我都好無助咯。
So our stupidity constantly demand our repentance。
就因為咁樣咧，所以係需要我哋時時嘅去悔改。
Keep turning to the right。
繼續嘅去向啱嗰方面行。
First John chapter 1 declares our situation rather clearly。
喺約翰一書嘅嗰度咧，第一章嗰度咧，亦都好清楚嘅講到我哋嘅情況。
If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us。
如果我哋話自己冇罪咧，就係自欺，真理唔喺我哋嘅心入邊。
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just。And will forgive us our sins。
如果我哋認自己嘅罪，上帝係信實嘅，係公義嘅，佢必定會赦免我哋嘅罪。
There is a story about a preacher who visited a seasoned member of the church.
有個故事咧，就係講到有一個傳道人咧，去探訪一個好季節性嚟翻教會嘅一個嘅會友。
As he sat on the couch, he spotted a large bowl of peanuts.
喺佢坐低喺個 sofa 嘅時候咧，佢就發覺，有一大兜嘅花生。
Do you mind if I have some? He asked.
咁個傳道人就話：，我可唔可以食啲咧？
No, not at all, the woman replied.
咁嗰個嘅婦人咧就話：，冇所謂，食啦。
As pastor got up to leave, he noticed he had emptied the bowl.
但當個傳道人要起身走嘅時候咧，發覺佢食曬。
I'm terribly sorry for eating all your peanuts, he confessed.
咁佢就話：，對唔住喎，我食曬你嗰啲花生添。
Oh, that's all right, the woman reassured him.
咁但係嗰個婦人咧就話：，冇所謂。
Because ever since I lost my teeth.All I can do is suck the chocolate off them.
咁個婦人咧就話：，自從我冇咗牙之後咧，我只係食嗰啲包住花生嗰啲朱古力嘅。
Do you think all we are kind of like those peanuts?
我哋係咪好多時都好似嗰啲咁嘅花生咁樣
？Let us remember that we are naked before God.
我哋要明白記得一樣嘢咧，就係我哋喺上帝面前係坦蕩蕩嘅。
Who knows all about us?
佢係完全嘅知道我哋嘅。
I mean, God knows our heart.
上帝知道我哋嘅內心。
All the hidden thoughts.
我哋一啲隱藏、深藏嘅思想。
Beyond our outer appearances.
就算我哋外表點樣都好。
God is pleased to see us walking in the truth all the time.
上帝係好開心、好喜悦嘅見到我哋喺真理嘅當中嚟行。
But also be pleased when we confess our sins and repent.
佢亦都係好喜悦嘅，就係當我哋能夠去認罪、去悔改。
Because God knows our limits and our helplessness.
因為上帝都知道我哋嗰個嘅限制同埋我哋嗰個無助。
A sound Christian theology must be a theology where God's grace is central to it.
就係一個好正確嘅基督教嘅神學咧，就係講到上帝嗰個嘅恩典就係嗰個中心點嚟嘅。
When we come to understand God, when we recognize God's holiness, then we begin to understand the problems of our sin and helplessness.
當我哋去明白上帝，知道佢嗰個嘅聖潔嘅時候咧，我哋先開始去明白我哋自己嗰個罪同埋我哋嗰個嘅無助。
And we come to know that helpless sinners can only survive by grace.
就係我哋亦都明白，就係話我哋依一啲嘅罪人咧係。因為上帝的恩典，我們才能夠繼續維持。
Our strength is futile in itself.
我們那個以為自己很有能力的呢，實在都是很無效的。
We are spiritually impotent without help of the merciful God.
所以我們在靈裡面，如果是靠自己的時候，沒有上帝那個的幫助和他的憐憫的時候，我們更加是無能的。
So we should give thanks and praise God's gracious hand.
所以我哋都一齐嚟去感谢、多谢、赞美上帝嗰个嘅满有恩典嘅手。
They alone have the power to save us from certain destruction.
上帝依个恩典嘅手咧，时时都系好有带住能力嘅嚟去帮助我哋，特别系离开一个嘅毁灭。
Yes, we are surely blessed by our Lord.
系嘅，我哋真系时时嘅有上帝嘅祝福。
Whose knowledge of us may be surpassed only by His love for us.
佢對我哋嘅愛係比佢對我哋嘅認識係更大。
And that's the good news we should remind of always.
依一個咧就係個好消息，係我哋需要時時嘅係被提醒嘅。
Amen.
阿門。